William Faulkner, the great American writer who was born in New Albany, Mississippi, wrote screenplays to support his family, although he really didn't like the job and referred to it as mere scribbling. There's a story that when the Warner Brothers studio office where Faulkner wrote was cleaned out, his desk contained an empty bottle and a yellow pad upon which, 500 times, he had written the words, "Boy meets girl, boy meets girl, boy meets girl." When it comes to healthcare, many physicians might leave an echo of Faulkner's scrawl in their desk drawer. It might read, "Coding and billing, coding and billing, coding and billing." Coding refers to selecting a 5-digit code that labels an encounter with a patient, the code that will be sent on to an insurance company, or Medicare, or Medicaid, for payment. Billing refers to sending a claim to an insurer electronically these days for payment in a timely and efficient manner. Coding and billing depend on what the doctor has written in the chart. The idea of the medical chart might best be that it forms a repository for in-the-moment descriptions of a patient's history, clinical condition, and course. The chart serves the patient by communicating information vital to the patient's future care. One of my senior colleagues the other day stressed the value of narrative description in her charts. She believes that communicating a sense of the patient as a person remains essential to participating in their effort to become or stay healthy. Accurate medical records are also the responsibility of every medical professional with ethical and legal implications. Yet a humane narrative may offer every element needed for future medical decision-making, and yet lack one or two elements needed to justify a particular visit code for the bill. I've heard healthcare administrators refer to this situation as money left on the table. In order for an institution to collect the money left on the table, many healthcare administrators try to get the doctors to record key details in order to justify accurate or appropriate coding and billing. Last year, the New York Times looked at the implementation of electronic health records in this connection. At a Utica emergency room, following the implementation of an electronic health record, the proportion of patients who were coded as requiring the highest level of care rose 43%. After implementation of an electronic health record at a Tennessee hospital, the use of the visit codes with the highest reimbursement rose 82% after the implementation of the electronic record. The Times reported that representatives for both hospitals said the increases reflected more accurate billing for services. Electronic health records have been shown to drive costs up in other ways, too, for example, by prompting physicians to order more tests. And part of the motivation behind the move nationally toward bundled payments and accountable care organizations and care coordination efforts is a recognition that fee-for-service billing games infuse the whole health system with a kind of madness. Now that most physicians in the United States are employees of hospitals or big healthcare corporations, we find a new scrutiny upon our charts. Quality improvement efforts, pay for performance schemes, and all kinds of other metrics center upon our notes in the record. This can warp the purpose of the medical record. Instead of a document primarily meant to serve the patient, as well as the present and future caregivers who participate in the care of that patient, the record becomes something meant primarily to justify financial remuneration for an institution. This wastes valuable time and resources. The worst examples are checkbox documents in which essential information is at risk of being overwhelmed by automatically generated data. This introduces mere scribbling. The experience of providing care changes too, as we find ourselves sitting at screens, sometimes spending more time with the electronic representation of the patient than we have spent at the bedside, mouse-clicking our way through the exam and our orders and our chart. We caregivers would like to be remembered for what we do at the bedside, however, and we take seriously how well our documentation will help our fellow physicians and nurses. We don't measure ourselves by how well our charts fit the needs of coding and billing, but the people with power over us, healthcare business people, healthcare administrators, do exactly that. For now, it seems an inescapable compromise. As William Faulkner once quipped to his agent, "In some ways, Proust was lucky. He didn't ever have to contend with Hollywood for his bread and butter."